Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Well, BT, Yankees finally get off the schneid and end their losing streak, but the Mets continue to fumble, especially in Atlanta. We are live here at the Javits Center for Fanatics Fest. This place is insane. More on that a little bit later. You got to get out here if you're a sports fan. Check it out. The atmosphere is sick. Jess Clark did a great job with our setup here, but this place for a sports fan is insane. But we got to start with the Mets. I just can't take it anymore. I can't take the losses to Atlanta. I even tried to be positive yesterday, BT, saying, you know what, maybe they could go out there and win. Holmes was on the mound. Even the Rockies were able to beat the Braves before the Braves went home to then sweep the Mets. This team cannot be taken seriously until they beat the Atlanta Braves.
Okay, so if they sweep the Phillies this weekend, it means nothing to you.
You think they're going to sweep the Phillies?
I don't. I think they might get swept. I don't think they're going to do the sweeping. As a matter of fact, I think that this weekend they probably find a way to get going a little bit here. But the truth of the matter is right now, the problem, and we'll do the Yankees later, but during the Yankees skid, and they got off the schneid yesterday, obviously, it was really just one, well, base running and hitting, but the pitching was good for the most part during that losing streak for the Yankees. I think the thing that's problematic for the Mets right now, independent of the Braves, and I know what you're saying, I get it. It's just certain teams you hate losing to, and certain teams you always lose to, so it's raw.
It's them, dude. I can't take it anymore.
Understood. But I think, again, more problematic, forget about the Braves, it's that the Mets starting pitching has taken a big step back. The Mets relief corps taking a big step back. And the Mets hitters, particularly Lindor, who was great early, has been ice cold the last 30 games or so. So right now, the Mets are hurting in every direction. That's a tough spot.
Okay, so let's start with Lindor. The offense should not be so dependent on one individual player. They were a year ago. They've added Juan Soto. It should not be all about Lindor. And Soto disappointed me in this series. Outside of the first at-bat that he had, the home run, like, there were big spots last night he could have delivered.
Yep.
He did not. I'm not going to nitpick him. Lindor's been awful. Like, as a leadoff hitter, you have to set the tone. But how come for the Mets they go as Lindor goes? It shouldn't be that way this year. So the lineup does need to take a hit. It shouldn't be all dependent on him. Obviously, he's got to be better, but their lineup should be better. Can't be dependent on one guy.
Well, I understood just in terms of a broad thought for baseball, but, you know, think about the teams that Ricky Henderson was on. You're telling me his teams didn't rely on him to get things going? I think it's kind of always been that way. Now, it feels maybe a little more amplified right now because the Yankees, if Judge doesn't do anything, the Yankees pretty much don't do much. And right now, pertaining to this conversation, if Lindor doesn't do much, the Mets don't do a whole lot. But, you know, I'd have to think that the Mets are going to get right at some point. I know real Mets fans, I know you aren't either. Nobody's abandoning ship. But I do think there's a bit of a recalibration, or at least that there should be a bit of a reset in the minds of the Mets fans. Like, the season started, Soto comes in, you guys are rocking, setting the tone. I thought the Mets were going to run away with it. What's happened now in the last week or so is that it's opened the door for the Braves. The Phillies have obviously jumped up right there, and it's just going to be a little tougher. I mean, there was never any guarantee that the Mets were going to win this thing by 15 games going away like they did in 1986. So this is generally what happens over the course of a baseball season.
Yes, I would say that if it were the Phillies. Like, if the Mets took 2 of 3 from the Braves and got swept by the Phillies this weekend, hey, you know what? That happens. The Mets did sweep the Phillies early in the year, so it wouldn't be any big deal. The fact that they were 13 games up on the Braves, when have they ever had in the last 30 years, maybe ever, a chance to bury the Braves the way that they did this time? 13 games up in the standings. They couldn't win one game. Even if they won one, it wouldn't have been good enough for me, but at least win one game. And again, they get swept and they look embarrassing in the process. So it's not about, okay, well, every team goes through some struggles. It's not about, well, the Mets still have to prove themselves. Like, we know that. It's the division was never going to be over immediately, even though a lot of us felt like the Mets were in a great position and maybe going to win this division. Now, I don't know how you could say that. Regardless of what happened this weekend against Philadelphia, they let the Braves off the mat. The Braves looked like the better team for 3 straight games, and no excuses either. I don't want to hear the injuries, because the Mets had 2 of their 3 best pitchers going in Peterson and Clay Holmes. They blew a game in the first game of the series on Tuesday night that should not have happened. So I think the team, the way that they played against the Braves, to me, would make me worry about their toughness and their mettle.
Is it a toughness mettle thing, or is it just a right now a roster thing? I don't know. I think the Mets are pretty tough. I think that they're resilient. Although I will say this, the character that they had last year, which defined the Mets season.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be the same. It seems a little less, like, I don't know how you quantify togetherness. It's a little tricky. Yeah, we could try with the pitchers and the OMG and all the other things that they did a year ago. They don't seem to be as connected as they were last year. I don't know why. Is it because, you know, when you lose, you look lethargic? Is it because there's different players? Is it because, you know, there's new players that have come, new players that left? I don't know the answer. There's a lot of time, but I never looked at the Mets as some kind of team that was going to just step on the field on opening day in 2025 and win 103 games with their eyes shut and just beat the crap out of everybody.
But through mid-June, they were the best team in baseball. I mean, literally the best record in baseball. So, and they still have one of the best records in baseball, and they were, to me, it wasn't fake. Where I think you could look at certain teams and be like, all right, well, they're playing over their heads. I thought that they were legitimately very good. And I still do think that to a certain extent. And I don't believe that they lost this series to Atlanta because the Braves are better or because the Mets are hit hard with injury. I believe the Braves own them. The Braves' mentality owns the Mets, and the Mets cower and wilt at the sight of the Braves. And it is sickening and unacceptable. Now, you couple that with the way the pitching has been ravaged here. And look, This is why you could knock a team for signing Clay Holmes and saying, well, yeah, he could be great, but he's going to be a starter now. You're transitioning from bullpen to starter. There are some potential issues with that, like fatigue, like not being able to go deep in games. Now, you could get away with that if he's a fifth starter, but when he becomes your second starter due to circumstance, now you're going to be in a little bit of trouble. Senga down, Manaea not back, Montas nobody liked to begin with, and now he can't get out in the minor leagues before he comes back. Hey, this is the team that they created. This is the roster and the rotation that they built that we were praising them for. So if we're going to focus on that, then it needs to take a hit as well. This is the one that they built.
Let me ask you a question. So a lot of times when the Yankees aren't going well, Yankee fans have an issue the way Aaron Boone explains things. You know, baseball's hard. We heard that the other day, which is true. But sometimes fans don't want to hear that. I think this is a very interesting, I'm not going to say pivotal, that's ridiculous, because last year was very good, it was his first year, and they obviously raced out to a great start. But I do think that we'll learn a little bit more about Mendoza's chops the next, you know, next couple days, certainly next week or two, because, you know, it's very hard to stabilize things in baseball. Like, when things are going awry in football, you could just play differently. You could run more. You could pass more. When things are off in hoops, you could press more. You could shoot more threes. When things are off in baseball, it's almost counterproductive to put your foot on the gas. You've got to almost let guys kind of breathe. But there's a fine line between saying, all right, this is baseball and this is what happens, versus cracking the whip. And I want to see what Mendoza's got these next cuts. They better be ready to play this weekend.
Think about it this way. We learn about teams and we learn about managers and players when they go through adversity. The Mets haven't been through adversity since they were buried last year at the start, right? 0-5 to start. Then they were getting further buried. They dealt with all that adversity in April and May, and then they took off. And there hasn't been any adversity since. Go on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The playoff run, you lose to the Dodgers, right? You tip your cap, go reload in the offseason. Mega offseason bringing in Juan Soto. Terrific start to this season. Now, for the first time, there's adversity, not only losing six straight, but to me, more importantly, BT, getting swept by the Braves again. It's inexcusable. It can't continue to happen. Win a game would have been bad enough. The fact that they got swept, that's what I'm saying. The Rockies could beat them, so it can't be about talent.
I love that we are out here in a public sphere so everybody can get to see my partner's facial expressions when the Mets have a rough night or, in this case, a rough week. Huh? This is what I get to see every day. That's Al Licata, everybody. And it's sincere. I mean, he's pissed off, and I don't blame him. Nobody likes being, you know, knocked around by the same team over and over. And by the way, three different ballparks at this
yes,
point.
Yes, I know.
All right, so let's take away, and I want you guys to follow me here. Take away, like, the Met, the connection, your Met fans, New York. Forget about all that. Just think about it more in a bland, non-specific tone. The first base situation for the Mets is good, but it's not great. I don't love the second base situation. I don't love the third base situation. I don't love the catching situation. I don't like center field situation. Nimmo's been hit, and I got to lay off, yeah. But he's not, and he's been running more, and he's not a perfect player. Obviously, Soto. You love that. Lindor's a stud. And then you run through the litany of issues on the mound. That, again, I'm trying not to be specific to prove a point. But if I told you those five or six spots of concern on the diamond, which I think are irrefutable at this point, and then I mix in, well, one of your best pitchers, he's already reached his innings limit, you know, some injuries. Like, there is a chance, and this is not me sounding the alarm. This is me just watching the Mets and you know, reacting to what I perceive to be accurate. This could go on for a little bit here. I don't think there's any guarantee that they snap out of it right away. I'm not saying that they're going to implode. This is not clickbait. I'm not saying they're going to win 85 games. But the Mets, I don't think the Mets are as good as a lot of people think that they are.
Well, what was happening for the majority of the season was the starting pitching was terrific. Or the pitching in general was terrific. But mainly the starting pitching. And then the offense would do just enough to win some ball games. The offense has not picked them up. So that has not been there consistently. If they don't hit, which they are built to do, they will not win a ton of games. I still think they're going to be a playoff team,
yeah.
But as far as the division goes, I don't know how anybody could have confidence in them after what we saw against Atlanta, letting the Braves off the mat. BT and Sal on the Fan Live here at Fanatics Fest at the Javits Center. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Anthony is calling from Freehold. What's up, Ant?
What's up, brother? How you guys doing?
Good.
What's happening, Ant?
Yeah, I love you guys, but, like, we could pinpoint what we think might be wrong with the Mets. Bottom line is, Sal, I love you. You're my favorite. You told us the Braves were dead. You told us we killed the Braves. The Braves are dead. Don't got to worry about the Braves. We get swept by the Braves. Every single season, why do you have to make this crazy, bold statement? Just be safe and sorry, please, Sal. I'm begging you. And now you got to give us some type of reverse jinx to cancel out this horrible curse. Please, tell us that
Anthony, the Braves.
We can reverse the bet. You please, Al, I'm begging you.
And we appreciate the call. And we appreciate the kind words.
Thanks,
the Braves have been killing the Mets for 30 years, long before I ever had a microphone in front of my face. If you think that what I say has anything to do with the Mets' ineptitude in that ballpark, you are mistaken. And I guarantee you this, nobody hates the Braves and hates losing to the Braves more than me. I'm talking about the Mets themselves. Lindor, oh, no, it's just a regular series. Oh, Pete Alonso and his face and the looks that we have with there. Soto couldn't care less about the Braves, the Yankees, or anybody. He's just there. He's got his paycheck. He wants to go attack each at bat. Nobody wears the losses to the Braves more than I have for 30 years, getting into fights with John Rocker as a fan. So I don't want to hear it as far as being a jinx.
Oh, was that by the bullpen?
Yeah, I told you about that.
Yeah, you did tell me.
Chipper Jones, all that nonsense. In 2022, you want to get on me a little bit for being premature with the division is over. That was Memorial Day. Fair enough. The Braves were 13 games back, 8 or 9 games under 500. By the way, they're still significantly under 500.
Yep.
What is it, 5 or 6 games?
I think they're 5.
Yeah, and they're 10 games back. I'll tell you this. The Mets might not be the team to put the Braves away like they were. You know, Phillies did it last year. Phillies might do it again. The Braves are not winning this division, so they're done.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win the division either. I do look at the team, and I think the Braves just have a better team.
Than the Mets?
Yeah, I think they're more – first of all, their pitching is obvious. Well, their starting pitching is – I feel like I trust those guys more.
I think they're more confident than the Mets. That's my issue.
Well, that's a big part of it. There's no doubt. When you perform well, it's like being a golfer and having a certain feel with a certain golf course or your eye suits a certain hole. They just play the Mets, and there's a level of comfort, not just for the Braves players, Sal, but for their fans as well.
It's oxygen. The Mets are oxygen for the Braves. They see the Mets on the schedule. Like, the Braves season couldn't start until they saw the Mets on the schedule. They're like, oh, we know we got these guys. We own them. They mock the Mets, and that's not me just from the outside. I've heard this for years. That the players in opposing dugouts, specifically Atlanta, they look at the Mets as a joke. As a joke. So you think what? Because the Mets were... Hey, everybody focuses on the Mets getting to the postseason in Atlanta a year ago. Guess what else happened? The Braves beat the Mets to get to the postseason as well.
Yes, they did.
On the same day, but we overlooked that. The Mets have done nothing to dispel the ghost or the rumors or anything that they're better than the Atlanta Braves. They have to prove it. And now, obviously, round one... in heavily favor of the Atlanta Braves.
And the one thing, too, about these thoughts that we influence outcome. I'm totally with you, dude. Listen, if this doesn't put an end to the conference or thought that we have influence on what happens, then nothing will. I remember, so it's 2004. We all know what happened in 2004 with the Yankees and the Red Sox. I was working at a different radio station, and I was doing a night show, right? And I'm living in Manhattan, and I had a picture, which I have in my man cave now, which I think you've seen, of Babe Ruth, right? Old black and white Babe Ruth photo. And I was worried. I'm like, something different about this Red Sox team. I don't know. And I actually got on the one train from the Upper West Side carrying this Babe Ruth picture that I took off my wall in my one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan, right? Brought it on the one train, went on the 50th, 59th, 60th, Lincoln Center, boom, get to the Garden, do the show. And I hang it above the TV, right? And the Yankees get their face kicked in. So, think about it. The efforts that I went to try to keep the Yankees above the Red Sox. And I don't know what else you could do. Bringing a Babe Ruth photo with you on the train to try to counterbalance the Red Sox coming at you. If that didn't work, nothing that we do will work.
I hope that people don't really think that.
I think some people do.
I know. Well,
I'm serious.
That's the scary part. I'm with you. Brad is calling from Mineola. What's up, Brad?
Guys, happy Friday. Hope you're enjoying Fanatics Fest. Can't get there this weekend because my son's first birthday.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. So, guys, here's the deal. It feels like May of last year. It feels like nothing can go right, but there is a caveat. The Mets are not a good road team. The Mets have not been a good road team this year at all. Do I expect them to win a series against the Phillies this weekend? No, I do not. 1 out of 3. But I do expect them to come home. I expect the fans to boo because they have every right to do so. But I expect them to pummel the Braves when they come home.
They
and
better.
The Mets will wake up, Sal. Don't you worry.
They better. No, they better, Brad, and thank you for the call. The good news is that is possible. The Met, like, this is not the end of the world. It's not the end of the Mets season. I want to just focus on the fact that it's the Braves who, for some reason, the Mets are afraid of.
They're afraid to play baseball there. They're intimidated by the Braves, by the environment. They get looked in the eye, and every single time they wilt like a little flower. I want them to prove me wrong for once. It would be nice to see. They're 13 games better. The team was left for dead. You couldn't win a game there? And not only that, you couldn't. They were non-competitive outside of the first night, which they had them beat, and then they coughed that one up.
Yeah.
They were non-competitive in this series.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I said yesterday. It's almost you'd almost rather lose that first game 7-3, yeah. 8-2, 10-1, whatever, all right, whatever. We had a rough night. Let's go get them. The manner in which they lost, not that you can always count on that kind of bleeding into the next game, but apparently it did, and then apparently it bled into Lendet. Mets gave up 9 walks last night. 9. And I'll tell you, I noticed this, like the Braves, and maybe this is going to what Sal said before about how the Braves feel about playing the Mets, and they own them, and they're just they're not afraid of them, you know, obviously. But I just think that they played looser, and I thought a good example of that last night, Matt Olson had no business scoring from second base on that line drive. Remember the one that Taylor was in short left center field?
Yeah.
And he threw about a four-hopper to home plate? First of all,
I thought he was out. I thought he was going to be out.
I thought he was going to be out, too. Now, he was clearly safe. Yeah. They didn't even review it. His hand hit the turn, right. And then he was in. That was short left center. Now, I'm not going to get on Taylor too much because he's a very good defensive player. I like him. You've got to uncork a better throw. I would venture to guess that if Taylor has 10 throws like that the rest of the season, none are four-hoppers. Like Matt Olson taking liberties on a short line drive to left center kind of tells you Braves are saying we could play however we want. And right now, they don't think the Mets could do anything about it.
Oxygen to the Atlanta Braves. Too often, it's disgusting. BT and Sal on the film. We'll get to the Yankees. Plenty more to get to. Obviously, just getting started here on this Friday morning. Live at the Javits Center here at Fanatics Fest. Come check it out if you're around. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.